Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone every Monday at this time, we have the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, represented by Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good to have you. Hey, first question, just kind of because I know people are wondering about this. The man that we are, I think, still waiting on extradition from Tennessee in connection with the killing of Cassie Carley. We don't have him yet, right?
No, we don't. As far as I'm aware, we don't have any date when to expect him. That's still in the process. The extradition process is still going on. And I haven't been made aware of any expected date, so they're still working on it.
Okay, all right, and that's kind of what I thought was the case. I know people are wondering, and I know we're kind of like waiting for that next step before we can wait for full charges, before we can wait for a regular trial and all that, which is all a long ways in the future. But still, I thought I would ask. It's been about 2 weeks since we had you on. Of course, we were very much talking with Sheriff Johnson last week about Cassie Carley. But anything happened in the last couple of days that we don't already know about?
You know, last week, last Thursday, we had kind of a disturbing incident in the Milton area. One of our deputies was dispatched to an area off of Munson Highway after a witness observed a golden retriever with a fillet knife stuck in his back between his shoulder blades.
Oh my God!
According to the deputy, the dog. Yeah, it was really disturbing. The deputy got there and noted that, the dog was able to dislodge the knife, evidently by rolling around the ground, but was bleeding profusely and according to the deputy, was in a significant amount of pain. The dog was taken to a veterinary hospital for some emergency treatment, but unfortunately, as my understanding, the animal was put down due to those injuries. Now, as disturbing as that is, that's certainly something that we're going to continue to investigate. And see if there's any way we can figure out what happened and who might be responsible for that. But it's as a dog person myself, that's really a disturbing thing for us to have to deal with.
Wow. So all you know at this point is where the dog was found. That somebody called from the neighborhood, but you don't have any. There was no tags or ID and no chip. We don't know who owns it, and there's nothing like that.
No. We do know the owner. The deputy did speak with the owner. The owner was actually the one that took the dog to the vet and ultimately had to make the decision to put the animal down.
Okay.
So the owner has been identified. We do know who the dog belongs to, where the dog belongs. We don't have any information as to what specifically happened to the dog.
I'm assuming, but based on the way you've talked about it, I'm assuming the owner is not a suspect.
No. The owner is not a suspect in stabbing the dog.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, do we even know anything? Like, was the dog like roaming free? I mean, I know in Santa Rosa County it's very common for pets to roam free off their leash. Do we know even that? Was he was not inside his own yard, or do we know?
I do not have that information. I'm certain that because the deputy did speak with the owner, I'm certain information like that would have been available to the deputy.
Okay.
I just don't have it.
Okay. Wow. Gosh. All right. And then it seems like because you and I did not talk last week, but there was a case involving allegations of child neglect, kind of a strange case. Is that right?
Well, there was. This one bothered me a little bit because, I have a soft spot for animals and children. But a couple of Wednesdays ago, just after 7 o'clock in the evening, our deputies were dispatched to a residence in Pace after a 3-year-old child knocked on the back door of a complainant who was a neighbor of the child. So the neighbor did the responsible thing and went next door and tried to locate the mother. The neighbor knew who the mother was, and she knew there was supposed to be two other children in the residence. And we couldn't get a response from the mom. She called the sheriff's office, and a deputy came out. The deputy got on scene and found that there was a window to the residence. It looked like it had been blown in, kind of pushed in. And believing that there were children in the residence, after not being able to get anybody to the door, the deputy actually went in under that exigency to make sure that everything was okay. He found another child in there, found what he described as deplorable conditions in the home, feces on the floor, on the wall, a strong smell of urine, And about 30 minutes after that, the mom showed back up and said she'd been out delivering groceries. She'd left her kids, ages 5, 3, and 1, there in the home, ostensibly asleep by themselves.
Good Lord.
So she was arrested for neglecting those kids, and DCF came and found a place for the children to go for the time being.
And it sounds like that was a totality of the circumstances kind of situation, not just the fact that it was late at night or the kid or she, but it was everything all put together. I mean, and let alone leaving a 1, 3, and 5-year-old alone at home, right?
Right. The oldest being 5, there's just no way that could be considered old enough to care for other children, you know, or himself.
My goodness. All right. Well, not the most uplifting of things this week, Shane, but that is sometimes what you guys have to deal with. So, you know, I know, look, the you know, we sometimes have to remember that people do horrible things, and that's why we have you guys out there patrolling and responding and trying to keep them from doing any other horrible things. Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time, and, of course, thanks for what you folks do for us. We appreciate it.
You bet, Andrew. Talk to you soon.